Crawley is a thriving town right at the heart of the Gatwick Diamond. Crawley has an historic high street, a variety of restaurants and bars, arts and culture are vibrant with what has an active live music scene and theatre provided at the Hawth and many other smaller venues. Leisure facilities are abundant, include K2 Leisure Centre, which includes an Olympic-sized swimming pool. There are a 15-screen cinema, 26-lane bowling alley, which has just been refitted, and a football club. Shopping at County Mail Homes, over 90, yeah, that's right, 90 high street retailers. Plus, there are many parks and gardens around the town for that all-important downtime. This is all connected locally by many bus routes, nationally by train, and internationally from Crawley's immediate neighbour, Gatwick Airport. That said, on March 23rd this year, coronavirus struck. The country was put into lockdown. Many workers were furloughed. Airlines shut down operations. Local business suffered immensely, with many becoming unemployed. Today, we find ourselves picking up the pieces, trying to retrain, get what jobs there are in what I can only describe as a state of limbo, neither in lockdown or performing normally. The leader of Crawley Borough Council and the local MP, although from differing sides of the political divide, stood side by side in standing up for Crawley. Today on Local Radio Day, we are hosted by Blue Lizard Signs and located outside their unit in Gatwick International Distribution Centre, Cobham Way, here in the Manor Royal Business District of Crawley. We will learn more this morning from our special guests, and standing side by side this morning once again to support business here in Crawley, may I welcome firstly Member of Parliament for Crawley, Henry Smith.
Hello, good morning. Good to be here.
And Councillor Peter Lamb, leader of Crawley Borough Council.
Good morning. It's worth saying, although we're standing side by side, we are socially distanced.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, let's make sure we get that one in.
Well, there's about 2 metres between us here. We're set up in a sort of triangle format, almost, around some monitors so we can hear it, because I can't give you headphones, unfortunately. So we're having to do this on monitoring. Gentlemen, it's been a tough time. Times are still very tough. Lots of people have been made unemployed. The furlough scheme's had its good bits and its bad bits along the way. What is being done now to try and rectify this? Henry, if you'd like to go first.
Well, we have seen an unprecedented challenge, and Crawley has really faced that perhaps more than many other communities across the country. Obviously, Crawley has a big reliance on Gatwick Airport, and the aviation industry was one of the first to suffer and will probably be one of the slowest to recover. So Crawley has been particularly hard hit. You mentioned the furlough scheme. That's obviously shortly coming to an end, but that has protected many jobs, but hasn't unfortunately been able to protect every job, or also support for small businesses to keep running through the lockdown period. I know that many people have suffered and continue to suffer, so it's very important that the likes of myself, when we go up to Westminster, make sure that the voice of Crawley is heard. And I chair a group, I founded and chair a group called The Future of Aviation, and we're particularly lobbying for better support for the aviation sector and the support industries that represents, because those are viable industries. It's just they're going through a very hard time and they need the support to get through this difficult period of COVID-19 restrictions.
It is rather difficult. Councillor Peter Lamb, I mean, from a grassroots level within the town, as really you're there and representing the people there, it's also having a knock-on effect with the shopping, the amount of spending power people have.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has yet to be felt, to be honest, because we're only just coming off the furlough scheme now to a significant extent. You know, the reality is that we've seen thousands of announced job losses at local businesses. That's going to have a knock-on effect in terms of the entire supply chain of those businesses, and then eventually in terms of the consumer spending that comes out of that. So there's not going to be a single sector of the town that's hard hit. I took a lot of abuse from members of my party when I praised the government for introducing the furlough scheme early on. I think it's the most commented tweet I ever had, telling me I was an absolute traitor. But it seemed to me that as a town which is so dependent on aviation, and when aviation obviously can't function through this crisis, that that was something which is essential for the town's survival. And the problem we've got now is, with that being withdrawn, there's got to be something more significant than what's been announced so far to put in its place to prop that up. As a council, we're a member of the Special Interest Strategic Aviation Education Group, and through that we get regular briefings on what's going on in the UK and abroad. And we are the only country now in Europe that hasn't got a targeted deal for the aviation sector. And if aviation struggles, the knock-on effects affect every other part of life in the town.
Henry, back to the aviation, it's still not functioning properly. There are some flights leaving from Gatwick, but not enough to sustain it. We're now hearing about increases in charges, in putting charges on for the very first time, just to drop somebody off at the airport, which the local people were thinking, OMG, this is not good.
Well, I have to say I'm very impressed with the way Gatwick are operating. I actually was on a flight yesterday through Gatwick, and despite the challenging circumstances that the airport is facing, they are handling travel very well and making people feel very reassured. But you know, it is a very difficult period, and I agree with very much what Peter is saying. We need ongoing support for the aviation sector because it is an otherwise viable industry. It's just it's going to take longer to recover. They essentially are going to have three winter seasons in a row, so they need that additional targeted support. It's important that our economy is diverse. We're not just reliant on aviation. And in the last 10 years, the economy has diversified. But nevertheless, Gatwick is a very important factor, and companies have located here because of the airport effect. And that's why it's important that both from the local authority level and myself as the MP, that we are lobbying on behalf of this local community to make sure that the otherwise viable businesses and jobs can survive beyond this this very devastating period.
Now, it's great saying that, Henry, but we've lost airlines. They shut down their operations. A third is staying now. They're struggling. What can be done that's more greater and get them back in the air again and get people flying once again? But we've got to get through this pandemic.
Well, the Future of Aviation Group, which is a cross-party group that I chair in Parliament, has got a 10-point plan. Some of those have already been taken up by the government. Others we're still lobbying to see achieved. I think one of the big things to support the industry, so there's confidence in public health and there's also confidence in people to travel again, is to introduce a testing regime. Some other countries have done that with success. And if we don't introduce greater testing, then we're at a competitive disadvantage, both as a country and as an airport town. So those are some of the things that we need to continue to see introduced to, as I say, support a business that is otherwise very viable. And before coronavirus, which of course none of us invited, it's nobody's fault locally that COVID-19 has come about. Before that, these industries were doing very well, and they can do well again. And we just need to make sure that the support that already has been given by the government is extended specifically for this sector so that towns like Crawley can weather this storm better than otherwise they would.
Now, Peter, how important is that support from government to sustain local businesses here in the Crawley area? I mean, yes, we're in an industrial state today. It is thriving at the moment. Businesses are getting back together, but we are threatened with further lockdown restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth bearing in mind that there is more to Crawley than just aviation, but it all is affected by that one sector. And the problem is with a lot of the jobs on Manor Royal, and they're fantastic, is they're much lower density in terms of numbers. So a lot of these businesses, despite having large warehouses, have relatively few number of people working there, whereas the sectors which have been hit hardest have been those sectors which have got the largest number of employees. So I would expect Manor Royal will continue to thrive because of its location, but that's not going to be enough to make up these jobs. And I think what Henry said earlier about diversification is really important. It's worth bearing in mind that right now, at this moment in time, the only thing that can help save jobs is direct government support for that sector and for those workers. But long term, we all have a duty to try and build an economy that's more diverse than this one, partly because it resists some of these shocks, but also because aviation, we know, is going to become increasingly automated over time anyway. And a lot of those jobs that used to be there, which relatively low-skilled jobs in some of those sectors, are going to go. And that means we've got to make sure the workforce is better trained. And it's great that, you know, after 6 years of talking about it, we're finally getting the investment in our skills sector to try and ensure that we're able to deliver some of those better skilled jobs and ensure that local people have got a better shot at them in future. But we've also got a significant plan that's being pulled together by people. Henry's on the board along with me and a range of other different people, putting together a plan to ensure this town has got a future that's much more diversified than it currently is, and with a particular focus I'd like to see in terms of having a greener economy, because as we see polluting industries like aviation decline or change in terms of their nature, you want to see a parallel increase. Well, it's not really parallel because it's crisscrossing, but you want to see a similar sort of level of increase in those technologies that are going to be growth areas. And we have a real positive location in terms of our technology background, our engineering background, and in terms of logistics, where we could make a big impact in terms of delivering that new green economy we're going to need by 2050.
Now, I must say, gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure to see you both stand together with that letter to government supporting Crawley. I think that was very important. I know you're on both sides of the political divide, but people needed some unity in this and to try and get them through this pandemic and get people back to work again. I think that's a marvellous thing that's happened. May it continue.
Well, I think people expect their elected representatives to work together. Of course, you know, we may come from different political parties and we will disagree on policy approaches, but I think the destination is always the same, that we want to try and do the best for our local community, and there will be sincere differences of opinion on how you achieve that. But I think the bottom line, and perhaps a pandemic crisis like this really sort of brings out that it's important that where there can be joint working, that does take place. And just on the point of diversification, one of the benefits that we've had in terms of direct funding from the government is a new Crawley Innovation Centre that is being established, and that is exactly designed to try and make sure that the skills that the people of Crawley have are able to be used in other sectors that will be developing. And certainly, as Peter was saying, the growth in the green economy is a key part of that. So hopefully some jobs that may not come back, those skills can be redeployed into other sectors.
Peter, would you like to add to that?
Well, I very much hope that does happen. And yeah, I mean, you know, we've pulled together. I think it's not the first time we've pulled together on issues. When there are town-wide issues that are clearly non-political, you know, we will always pull together. But as he said, we do have fundamental disagreements about some areas, and there shouldn't be any shame in that.
That's
why
rightly
we've got
so.
Democratic
Absolutely.
Politics.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. That's right and correct and proper that you should question each other's minds and motives and get things done with as efficiently and effectively as possible. Gentlemen, I'm going to have to wind it up because I know Henry has got an urgent meeting to attend in Westminster. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's Councillor Peter Lamb, leader of Crawley Borough Council and Member of Parliament for Crawley, Henry Smith, who I know is going up there. We've got this big debate and announcement today. Hope it's nothing serious for us down here in Crawley.
Well, thank you for having me, Neil. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much. Thanks. That's Councillor Peter Lamb and MP Henry Smith joining us here live in Crawley as Henry heads off to the station to catch his train to get to that debate in Westminster as soon as he can.